Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Mandatory minicamp is underway for the Chicago Bears, and we're talking about some of the biggest takeaways from the Chicago Bears opening day in minicamp. We're also going to talk about Keenan Allen trying to prove himself in a contract year. We're going to get into all that and more after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Sarah Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Chi Bears Central on every social media platform that we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into for the content for today. And so, minicamp is underway for the Chicago Bears. And yeah, it was a bit of a rough day for the offense yesterday. And, you know, after OTAs, there were a lot of Bears fans that kind of had some concerns over the one bad day of practice that Caleb Williams had in OTAs. Well, it seems like it was more of a mixed bag yesterday. It seems like the two-minute drill were dominated by the defense in that two-minute drill. And overall, a lot of the things that are coming out of it is that, you know, Keenan Allen had the quote of, they look like a top-five defense. They sound like a top-five defense, too. So we'll talk about the defense a little bit here in a second. But it seems like there's some issues with the offense and the chemistry right now. Specifically, the cadence of the offense seems pretty off. Matt Eberflus saying this, it's the whole team, the whole offensive unit. We got to get on the same page to make sure we're not committing pre-snap penalties, not getting behind the sticks. You guys saw today that we were first and 15, second and 15. It's hard to operate that way. In the huddle, he was crisp and clear in all those things. This is from Cole Kmet. I think he just comes in with confidence in the playbook that he's gaining. And like I said, kind of fighting his own voice with the cadence, because that's definitely something that if you can get going, you can weaponize. So it's the offense is a work in progress. And I said and told you guys to be prepared for the offense to not be as smooth at the start of the season as, of course, what we want to see it be at the end of the season. That's just what it comes down to. And I think a lot of Bears fans have this thing of, because of the hype around Caleb Williams and things like that, they have these expectations that this offense is just going to hit the ground running. Caleb Williams is going to look like a stud right away. He's going to look like this generational talent, and there's going to be no flaws. No, there's going to be some of that. And it wasn't all bad. It was a mixed bag. The Bears offense seemed to play solidly in the 7-on-7 and the 11-on-11, but the defense specifically won that two-minute drill. But again, the cadence being off in the offense is a big part of that, but that's going to take some time as well to really get that to be all on the same page. But not to just harp on the negative, the positive. DJ Moore got a lot of attention in the passing game yesterday, and that is to be expected. DJ Moore became one of the favorite weapons of Justin Fields. We know that it's going to be a lot with him being the wide receiver one. He is going to get his lion's shares of the opportunities. And so it seems like DJ Moore is coming in. He's making some big plays. He still has that potential. And it seems like DJ Moore is on pace to be that go-to target for Caleb Williams that we are wanting and waiting to see. And then also, it looks like Caleb Williams and Romo Dunze are building a nice chemistry as well on top of that. So it seems like for multiple members of the media that the Caleb Williams and Romo Dunze connection is something that's been thriving so far. Chris Fishbane said this, a sidearm quick pass to Romo Dunze to beat the blitz. So he's starting to fill out that and be comfortable. And that's what you want to see right now with Caleb Williams, is that comfortability. And that's why him learning the playbook has been such a big thing for the Chicago Bears in this cycle as well, because him learning and having a great grasp of that playbook is going to be a really big thing for him and the Chicago Bears offense overall and what it can be. And so, you know, Keenan Allen had the chemistry there isn't as big as what it is before. Keenan Allen even saying that, you know, the chemistry there is a work in progress. So they're trying to find their balance right now. Keenan Allen saying it's going to be a work in progress. Sometime in training camp, we will start to understand each other. So, you know, overall from the offense, the mixed bag, still more positive than negative. They did lose that two-minute drill, but it seems like Caleb Williams, per the comments from Cole Kmet and others, is really understanding how to play calls. He's commanding the huddle, which is a good thing. The cadence part of it, that's gonna work itself out. That's just a new offensive coordinator, a lot of new weapons, you know, a lot of players that weren't even on this team last year, and even some playing new roles. So it's going to be a work in progress for that offensive side of the ball, and that's what we're hearing right now come out of mini camp. And that's not anything that I'm worried too much about. I know some Bears fans are going to really be kind of stressed out and worried about it. But I think more so than anything is to take away that the defense, even without Montez Sweat, is looking good. And Montez was not out there because he's going through a ramp-up period. You know, Matt Eberflus said as far as because he wasn't there at OTAs. There's just a period of time of ramping him up, getting him more comfortable. But I don't think they're really too worried about it. Matt Eberflus saying our system and our culture allows guys to play at their maximum capacity. It's coached by coaches and enforced by players. So they believe in, like, Montez Sweat isn't the thing that you got to worry about. He led two teams in sacks last year with six with the Bears, 6.5 with the Washington Commanders. Montez Sweat is going to be good. He's going to be solid. But then you get into some of the other things with the defense that have really stood out. And we've talked a lot about Austin Booker and how Austin Booker coming to the Chicago Bears team and really thriving can make the difference in that pass rush for the Chicago Bears. And it seems that right now, Austin Booker has really stood out on the second team defense, and that's where he's going to start out right now. According to Zach Pearson, he showcased his speed coming at the edge, and he had at least one sack and a few pressures on Tyson Bagent and that second team overall. So seems like Austin Booker, we've talked about, if he does win a starting role, which it's not necessarily a knock on DeMarcus Walker if he does because of DeMarcus' ability to be kind of fluid in that. But if he does end up winning that starting position, you know, it's going to be because of him turning heads in practice. And it seems like he's quick right now, which is surprising a lot of people. He's getting pressure on the quarterback. He's being consistent. And he is a sleeper to watch right now for the Chicago Bears to see how they groom him as well. Montez Sweat has also talked about Austin Booker and said this: "Oh man, I'm excited about him. He's got the whole makeup to the frame, to the pass rushing ability. He's going to be a great player." So even Montez Sweat starting to understand and kind of his head being turned in regards to Austin Booker and what he can be on this team. And that's good. Austin Booker has a chance and an opportunity to really increase his role and to play a big role for the Chicago Bears, even if he doesn't end up starting, because the depth at that edge position is so weak right now for the Bears. He's going to have a big opportunity to earn a role with this team. And so, you know, good things right now coming out of minicamp so far. You know, am I concerned about kind of the chemistry between Keenan Allen and Caleb Williams? No, not really. I'm not really too worried about that as it stands right now. I think that overall, you know, it's going to come with time. It's a new, hell, Keenan Allen, a whole new team, whole new situation. It's going to take some time. I know we like to think of these guys like they're robots, but it's going to take some time. And even with the Bears losing, the offense losing the two-minute drill, let's not overlook that or make that seem like it was a bad overall day for the offense. Caleb Williams reportedly made some really good plays at the line of scrimmage. He beat the blitz on a couple of times, so he's showing a good ability to identify that blitz and know where to go with it. And also, it looks like he showed a little bit of scrambling as well, but to still throw the ball, not necessarily make plays with his legs as well. So it's a big sign that the Bears offense is headed in the right direction, even despite some two-minute drills. But that could just very well be because of how good this Chicago Bears offense is. And if that time, you know, we'll see, man. We'll see. But like, I get it. People aren't happy when I say this, but you got to practice some patience when it comes to your overall expectations of Caleb Williams. He is going to be good, right? And even if you think he's going to be great, it's going to take some time. And this offense overall, not just because of Caleb Williams, but overall because of all of it, it's going to take some time. And I get it. We have an impatience because the Bears moved on. They moved on from a quarterback. They went out and got their guy at quarterback. And now people want to see, what is it going to be for this Bears team? How quick can Caleb get up to rhythm and he can get this offense firing on all cylinders? If he can do that, it's a big day for the Chicago Bears, and it's going to be a big season for the Bears. But even with that said, it's going to take some time, people. But hearing that he has good chemistry with DJ Moore, hearing the connection between him and Romo Odunze is really good. Hearing, you know, some of those things, even Kevin Byard talking good about the offense overall. There's some good, really good things in this right now. And the Bears offense is going to be okay. The defense is just further ahead than the offense. But if you've been listening to Chicago Bears Central, we've been telling you for a while to expect that. That is something that you guys should have been expecting because it just makes the most sense. It is what it is when it comes down to it. It's like I said, it's not something that everybody wants to hear at all times, but it is sometimes the realistic thought process there. It's going to take some time, and hopefully the Bears come out of that on the other side, and we actually have a team and an offense that's ready to go, ready to fire on all cylinders, and we'll take a look at what this means for the Chicago Bears. But with that said, there's starting to be a little doubt or questions around what's going on with Keenan Allen and his future with the Chicago Bears. One outlet even saying that it seems like if they had to put their money on it, that Keenan Allen may not be back next year for the Chicago Bears. It is what it is. He's taking some quotes out of context and things like that. But, he said this: I'm going to play as long as I can. As far as an extension, I'm going to let the play speak for itself. And if they offer me something that I like, we'll go from there. That's the goal right now, so go out there and do that. I will always do that and just try to remain who I am, and the market just got reset. So, you know, we'll see what that means for the future of Keenan Allen with the Chicago Bears. Is he going to be somebody who's here long-term? But ultimately, Ryan Poles told us initially, and he said that
sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
It's that they're not going to really look at contract extension talks until the end of the season. That's just what they're going to do when it comes down to it. He made a move for Keenan Allen. It's going to help this rookie quarterback. It's going to help this young, new offense come around. It's going to help all those things. But overarchingly, at the end of the day, yes, there's an uncertain future for Keenan Allen. There's an uncertain future for the Bears. And with the Bears having Romo Odunze, trying to lock up DJ Moore, they may very well not be able to pay Keenan Allen what he's worth. He already did not want to restructure his contract with the San Diego Chargers. And that's just, you know, that is what it is, right? That's just is what it is. Los Angeles Chargers. Why am I caught in past? But, you know, that's just what it is, right? It comes down to the business aspect of it, but it all comes down to the fact that it benefits everybody in all sides for that clarity. If Keenan Allen has a big season here with the Chicago Bears and has a big season playing with Caleb Williams, it does that. And if this wide receiver trio ends up shaping up to what it looks like it can be on paper, they may very well be willing to pay it. But in Keenan Allen talking about the market just got reset, he's talking about Justin Jefferson's 4-year, $140 million with $110 million guaranteed. Then you look at Ross St. Brown, 4 years, $120 million with $77 million guaranteed. So there are going to be, big contract talks with wide receivers, and the market did get reset. DJ Moore, the Bears may prioritize signing DJ Moore rather than spend money on a veteran in Keenan Allen, especially a guy who hasn't been on their team long term. And I get it. Some Bears fans are going to be also triggered by that, but it kind of is what it is. The market did get reset. And players and organizations owe themselves and have to do a due diligence on looking at what these contracts in the future could mean. How could it limit the team? How could it affect the team? They owe all of that to do that. And so we'll see. But, you know, overall, I'm taking a lot of positivities from this day one in the team drills. Montez Sweat will be along. We're not too worried about him not playing. He's a veteran. He's going to be good. He's going to be ready to go when the Bears need him ready to go. But the defense looking good. I've said it many times. That's something that sticks out to me, and I'm excited to hear more and more about the defense and Austin Booker as we go through this process, because a Austin Booker that steps up and actually becomes a starting caliber edge for the Chicago Bears team, it really does change a whole lot for the Chicago Bears. So, you know, that's what it is. Don't be too triggered by what you guys hear, either positively or negatively. There's a lot of growth yet to be done for the Chicago Bears team. We got a lot of things that we still have to work on, that we have to develop and things like that. And we'll see what ultimately comes of it. But overall, I really like what the Bears have so far. I like what we're hearing. I like where we're at this stage. in the process. We got a lot of growth left to do. We can't overlook the need for that growth and where it's going to set the Chicago Bears up. We got a lot of growing to do, but overall, I really feel confident about, like I said, where this team is and where it sits right now. But with that said, let's go ahead and hear from a couple of you guys. We've gotten a lot of voicemails here over the last handful of times. So to start clearing that out, we're going to go ahead and get into the voicemails. This first one, this one's from Darius.
What's going on, guys? Darius from Dallas here. Just wanted to call in and, hell, I guess give my thoughts on this whole us getting on Hard Knocks thing. Bobby, I'm kind of with you, man. I'm kind of with you, brother. I don't know about this, dude. And the reason why is because we got a rookie quarterback. He's already got enough pressure on him. And, you know, the way he talks and the way he carries himself, you think he can handle it. You know, seems like a kid that's got a lot of composure. But, man, I just worry anytime you have Hard Knocks in a big market like a Chicago or a New York or some team out of L.A. or whatever, it's just that the media is what I'm worried about. What I don't want to see is us overreacting to every little damn thing that we see on every little episode. Waddle and Sylvie are going to have some weird shit to say about whatever little thing that they saw on there. They're going to blow it out of proportion like they always do. And so is the rest of Chicago media. I absolutely hate Chicago media. That's the primary reason that I was led to you guys, man, to listen to somebody that actually just talks about the Bears football and is straight to the point about it. Pretty even keeled. You guys have pretty even keeled responses to things. If the rest of Chicago media was like that, I would have no problem with Hard Knocks. You know, if I'm turning on ESPN 1000 and there's Hayes and C-Dub and Bobby on there, okay, cool. Let's do some Hard Knocks and let's break it down. But y'all, you know what I mean? They just don't handle stuff the way that you guys do, man. And I know every little thing is going to get blown out of proportion. I'm going to sit up here and read these news headlines about something that Caleb said. They're going to try to make it seem like there's some sort of dysfunction in our locker room. I can see it now. And we got a lot of young players, man. We don't have, you know, a lot of veteran guys. You know, we got a lot of young, relatively young players, guys in their first couple years in the league. And I just don't know if I want any extra negativity than what we already got drawn to them, because people handle that type of stuff different. You might have one player on the team that takes in a stride. You may have one guy where it just throws him off focus or distracts him or whatever. So I hear you, C-Dub. I don't agree with that either, man, but it's something we got to deal with anyway. You know, I know the optimistic look at it is, hey, you know, we're entering change in the organization. That's fine, but I don't know about this, man. My gut feeling is telling me I'm not going to like how this ends just because of the Chicago media. Well, let me know what y'all think.
Shout out to Darius on that one. And, I mean, ultimately it comes down, I'm not too worried about it being distracting. I get what you're saying. Everything that you're saying is valid there, but I think you have these players that they always have cameras in front of them anyway. And I know you talk about Waddle and Sylvie and all these guys. Like, the end of the day, they would have been overreacting at this point anyway, though. Like, it's not like the reporters aren't going to be there through training camp. Courtney Cronin, all those guys are still going to be there. And even if Hard Knocks wasn't the ones that are there, they're going to be reacting to it anyway. And honestly, they're going to be reacting to it in real time. Hard Knocks airs well after training camp is going to be going on. So I'm not too much worried for it to be an added distraction after the point. Now, during the season, I hope the Bears are so locked in that it doesn't really matter. That's my personal hope. But I guess we'll see. Like, could it be a distraction? Yes. I'm just not too worried about it being a distraction, because I think that we have players with the right mentality and things like that, where football is going to be the most the focus there. And I think the coaching staff and everybody's going to have these guys ready. Maybe I'm too hopeful on that. Maybe that's going to come back and it's going to be something where it does turn on into this huge distraction. But as it stands right now, I, for one, am not too worried about it. But I get everybody has the right to their own opinion and view on it. But I just look at it as, hey, the cameras are going to be there. People are already going to be dissecting and going over these huge thoughts on what the Bears are and aren't based on training camp in the preseason, because they have the number one pick in Caleb Williams. That was going to happen anyway. The revamped offense, that was going to bring its own things. And we got enough things where it's going to be, it could have been its own distractions anyway, that I'm not too worried about this being one for the Bears. But we'll see. We'll see what ends up coming to that. But great voicemail there from Darius. Let's get into the next voicemail. This one is from Vid Lou.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is Vid Lou. Hey, I'm loving everything y'all doing with the channel. Hayes, Bobby, T-Dub, everything is nice. Loving it. Yo, that polar bear idea, I need to get them right now. The Bengals can't have all the fun with them white uniforms. Bears need them right now. Hey, and the Hard Knocks thing, hey, that's just a new rollout plan for the new monsters of the Midway. We got to show these leagues that we're not the old crusty Bears that we used to be. This is a new time. It's for us. So thank you. Thank you for letting me get these thoughts out. Chow time up. Bear down. Hashtag polar bears.
First of all, the polar bear uniforms, which I'm going to put up here on screen real quick if you're on the YouTube side. This is a concept. I don't think this is a real thing that's happening yet, but if it were, I wouldn't be mad at it. I think that it's a clean look. Of having that, the all white. I think it's a clean look. Now, hopefully, it won't stay clean, right? But I do like the idea of those uniforms actually being something that the Bears do wear, and also it's different for the Bears. Also, like, I wouldn't be mad at it. But is it gonna happen? I don't know. I'm still waiting for the Bears to change the C on the helmet to the actual Bears since they're using the Bear logo more. I know it's iconic. It's probably never gonna change, but you know, this is something I'm looking at as well. But overall, I love what you said, that this is a different Bears team. And it is. You're bringing in these young guys and Romo Odunze and Caleb Williams who just have the it factor about them. Right now, they need to have it on the football field first, but they have these star-like personalities, and it could be a big change for the way that the Chicago Bears have been ran for a lot of years. And I guess we'll see if that actually ends up happening. But for one, I just hope that no matter what this change brings about for the Bears, I'm not worried about Hard Knocks. I hope that the change that we have is consistently winning football games. That's the change that I need to happen for the Chicago Bears. Consistently win football games. That's it. If that happens, I don't care if you're doing the claw hand. I don't care about the polar bear uniforms. Go out and get dubs. That's what we want to see. Dubs. Get the wins. But guys, thank you for leaving those voicemails, man. Make sure you guys are following the channel at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. ChicagoBearCentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.